This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Keith Kam. In half an hour, we have The Breakfast Grill. Keith, who's in the hot seat today?
Philip C. is going to be talking to Dr. Diego Fossati. He is the Assistant Professor of Public and International Affairs from the City University of Hong Kong. And they will be discussing, no argument here, they'll be discussing democracy, which was something that was invented by the Greeks in the 5th century BC. And that's something that's grown to be a very appealing form of government for many countries in the world. So while the idea of democracy was different from what we are seeing as today, the core concept of a rule by the people with a system of, in which citizens have the power to participate in the decision-making remains sort of true. Dr. Fossati, who's the author, discusses the evolution of democracy and what it means in this region of the world later this morning. I hope Philip asks him if democracy really does work for everyone.
Stay tuned to that conversation after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. But speaking of democracy, Thailand's general elections will be held on May 14th after the king endorsed a decree to dissolve parliament on Monday. The race is shaping up to be a battle between a pro-military conservative grouping led by the incumbent Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha against the largest opposition Pheu Thai party headed by the billionaire Shinawat family.
And a recent poll by the National Institute of Development Administration showed that Pettongtam Shinawat, the daughter of former Premier Thaksin, is the current frontrunner to be Prime Minister, with her support standing at 38%. In contrast, the incumbent Prayut Chan-o-cha, who has been in power since 2014, was a distant third with 15% support.
However, the rules are stacked in favour of military-backed groups under the 2017 constitution. The new leader must win the backing of at least 376 lawmakers across both parliament and the Senate. And presently, the Senate comprises 250 members that are appointed among establishment allies, giving the present government an edge. What will be the deciding issues in these elections? And how will the outcome shape Thailand's political future? For some insights, we have on the line with us Dr. Termsa Chalam Palanupap, Coordinator for Thailand Studies Program at the ICES Yusof Isha Institute. Dr. Termsa, good morning and thank you very much for joining us. So a recent survey showed that outgoing Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha is falling behind in opinion polls. What do you think is causing the decline in popular support for the former military general?
Well, mostly because of public sentiments against his administration. General Prayut has been in power for more than 8 years, and he has failed, I would say failed, to improve the economy, the bureaucracy, the military, and the police, full of corruption everywhere. So people in general are just fed up and would welcome anyone to replace him.
So General Prayut is running for a re-election under the United Nation Party. Why has he broken ranks with the Palang Pracharat Party, which backed his premiership in 2019?
Because Palang Pracharat leader General Prayut now wants the next premiership for himself.
Dr. Termsa, the current frontrunner is the youngest daughter of the former Premier Thaksin Shinawat, who is representing the opposition Pheu Thai Party. What do we know about her and why is she so popular?
Well, mostly family name recognition. Being a daughter of Thaksin helps a lot. You mentioned about Greek inventing democracy. The Greek were assuming that every voter can equally make a good judgment. But in Thai politics, and I think in politics everywhere, it's sentiments more than reasons. So mostly public sentiment. She is inexperienced. She is just 36 years old mother. And she is expecting her second baby in May before the general election day on the 14th of May.
But her dad was convicted of corruption, if I'm not mistaken, about in 2000, some years back, right? I mean, how is that going to play for the Shinawat family?
Well, Thaksin has been in exile, mostly living in Dubai for more than 13 years now, and he has at least 2 criminal convictions with a total of 10 years jail term. So if he returned to Thailand, he will have to face 10 years of jail term. But he has a lot of wealth and a lot of influence, and he has very strong network of patronage in the past. So he still can influence the Pheu Thai Party.
But is there no other candidate that can become a front runner? I mean, you just have Prayut Chan-o-cha and the daughter of Thaksin Shinawat contesting in this.
Well, we have Palang Pacharat leader General Pawit, who is also influential and has a big network of patronage. But he is old; he is 78 years old. But you have to wait for Pheu Thai to announce who will be the third candidate for the next premiership. Each party can name up to three candidates. So we are still expecting to see a bigger name, better choice from Pheu Thai Party.
And earlier we were talking about how General Prayut's popularity has really tanked after so long being in the prime minister position. How do you think he will reverse the negative opinion polls with elections just a few months away? Does he have tools at his disposal being the incumbent prime minister?
Well, one possible outcome is that Pheu Thai Party might be faulted for breaking election law and dissolve after the general election. It happened in the last election. The Future Forward Party was dissolved, and then the MP had to run to join new parties. That might happen again.
So aside from these three parties, the Palang Pracharat Party, the Pheu Thai Party, and General Prayut's party, are there any other major players that you see might give them all a run for the money in the premiership race, or is it just really these three?
On the government side, there is the Phum Chai Thai Party, the party of public health minister who is promoting the criminalization of marijuana. I think his party will do well. So his party will be a deal maker after the general election.
Deal maker meaning you don't expect to see anyone with a clear majority at the end of the polls?
No, I think the largest winner will still be Pheu Thai. But in Thai politics, the winner might not be the leader of the next government. It happened already last time. Pheu Thai came first, but it could not lead the coalition to win the premiership. It might happen again. So Pheu Thai, we have to find good allies after the next general election.
What do you think will be the main issues that are going to sway voters at the ballot box? What are the parties going to be campaigning on?
Well, now I think people are worried about their jobs, their livelihood, cost of living. We call it so-called bread and butter, but in Thailand, we call it mouth and stomach issues. So now parties are competing, outbidding one another by offering higher and higher public welfare subsidies. Peace and order no longer an issue, I think, in this general election. So General Prayut has nothing new to offer the voters.
Do you have a sense of who the preference is for neighboring countries like Malaysia, Vietnam, or Myanmar in terms of who they might want to see lead the next government?
Well, I think our foreign friends all prefer status quo. Most of them are used to working with General Prayut for so long, after 8 or 9 years. Even Prime Minister Anwar just met him in Bangkok last month, and they went along quite well. So I think even in Malaysia, they prefer to deal with General Prayut instead of learning to deal with a new leader.
Would there be any change in foreign policy, though, if, for example, General Prayut didn't retain the prime ministership post?
Well, even now, we don't know where Thailand stands on many foreign policy issues. And in Thai politics, foreign policy is not going to win any votes. So I think party don't have any distinctive foreign policy to sell the voter.
Dr. Zamsak, you mentioned mouth and stomach issues being something very important to local Thais. What about the Thai diaspora who live outside the country? What would their issues be, and how do you think they will be voting?
Well, for people working outside, I think they will care more about democracy, the quality of Thai government, corruption. I think that will count more. But for local Thais, rural voters, they go with patronage.
Dr. Termsat, thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Termsat Chalampalanupap, Coordinator for Thailand Studies Program at the ICES Yusof Ishak Institute, giving us a preview of what to expect ahead of the Thai elections on May 14th. I'm sure we'll have more conversations with him in the future as things unfold. It's 7:46 in the morning. We're going to head into some messages, but when we come back, we'll discuss the role and mandate of the newly announced Parliamentary Special Select Committees. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.